Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope everybody is doing well. And of course, with it being 8:10 and it is the first Thursday of the month, we are talking to Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center right here in Coffeyville. And Jeannie, good morning. How are you doing today?
Morning. I'm doing good.
It's good to see you today. And of course, you always bring a lot of great information about a wide variety of topics. And today, before we get to your topic, though, how can of course, you're at the Natural Food Center. What are your hours at the Natural Food Center? And when can they stop by? And what kind of products do you have over there?
I'm at 414 West 8th Street. I'm open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 9 to noon. And you can call me at 620-251-4451. Check out my Facebook page. And then I have a website at www.naturalfoodcenterks.com. And let's see, what kind of stuff do I have? Oh, I got some new snacks in last week.
Ooh, snacks are always good.
It's like a, it's different. It's kind of like popped cheese.
That like actually sounds pretty good.
Crunchy little cheese. And I got some Colby Jack goat milk cheese.
Nice.
And so I got some new
and
snacks.
You also got that chocolate too, don't you?
Yep, I got that chocolate. I've got those, that indulgent side of NFC also, that hand dipped chocolate that I'm making there in the store.
All right. So what is today's main topic for today?
Well, we're going to talk about some trace minerals today.
Okay.
So, it's like minerals, the universe, and you. So what are minerals? Minerals are nothing more than elements. And like if you took chemistry in high school or college, they're the ones that grace the periodic table, like chromium, magnesium, iron, zinc, and so on. Whereas there's a whole slew of them. They're elements that comprise the entire universe, this earth and everything on it. And that includes us.
I used to know the periodic table. Not anymore, though.
Oh, my word. Yeah. I don't know that I... Well... I might have had to memorize it for chemistry.
I had to memorize it for science in school, and I actually did a pretty good job. But obviously, it's one of those things you don't use it, you end up losing it. And the only one I still remember the most is hydrogen, and that's number one. that's the one I remember the most. So,
well, our bodies are truly a masterpiece formed from these elements, which of course means it's important to consistently replenish your body with them because it our bodies can't produce them. So chemical and electrical processes occur in our bodies at every moment. For example, the energy it takes to blink your eyes, to breathe, to keep your heart beating, to think, to read, lift a finger, walk, even sleep and dream takes energy. Each one depends on intricately choreographed interplay of chemistry. These processes can only function correctly with the proper balance of minerals is continually being supplied to your system. Like iron for your blood, sulfur for your muscles, calcium for your bones, and an aggregation of many other elements in balanced trace amounts to ensure the proper function of your body. So basically, there's more or less like 21 essential minerals. They're divided into two classes for the most part. There's your major minerals like your calcium, magnesium, and potassium, and most people are familiar with that. But there's also these things, like I said, called trace minerals. And that's what we're going to focus on today. Your body only needs small amount of the trace minerals, usually less than 20 milligrams per day, to function properly. There are some exceptions to that, but for the most part. So that, however, does not diminish their importance. For instance, let's take some of these and talk about them. Iron is the most abundant trace mineral in the body. Most of your iron in your body is found in your red blood cells. The iron transports oxygen from your lungs to the rest of your body and removes carbon dioxide from your tissues. There's an important one. Iron also plays a role in the synthesis of neurotransmitters, which are the chemical messengers in your brain. Adult females need more than men. Then we're going to move on. Let's talk about copper a little bit. Copper improves the absorption of iron in the human body. It also helps synthesize melanin, the pigment found in your skin, plays a role in blood clotting, and keeps your immune system healthy. And then a really popular one right now, zinc. Zinc allows your body to produce RNA and DNA, the genetic material, in all of your cells. Zinc also helps your immune system stay healthy, allows for proper wound healing, and optimizes the functioning of your taste buds. Zinc may also reduce the risk of age-related macular degeneration, a condition that can eventually lead to blindness. Men need more than women, but you don't want to overdo it because it'll throw off your levels of copper. And iodine. Your thyroid uses iodine to make 60% of its hormones. These hormones help regulate metabolism, keep your heart, nerves, and intestines functioning properly. Chromium. Chromium increases the effectiveness of insulin, the hormone that regulates blood sugar levels. Then there's manganese. Manganese allows your body to metabolize carbohydrates, fats, and amino acids from the proteins. This trace mineral is also necessary part for bone formation. Molybdenum is a part of the enzymes that allow your body to break down amino acids. Selenium. Selenium helps control your thyroid hormones, the hormones that regulate all of the body's metabolic metabolic processes.
It happens, believe me. As much as I talk for a day, I get tongue twisted quite a bit. So,
selenium also functions as an antioxidant, helping to fight free radicals that can cause chronic disease. And a good way to get it, if you like Brazil nuts, that's a good source. Cobalt. Nah, not the boat, but cobalt, the element, helps treat illnesses with such as anemia and some infectious diseases. Absorption and processing of vitamin B12 aids in the repair of myelin, which surrounds and protects nerve cells. Helps in the formation of hemoglobin in the red blood cells. And sulfur. Sulfur is found in the hair, nails, and cartilage, and blood. It aids digestion, waste elimination, bile secretion, and purification of your system. Chloride is a negatively charged ion in the blood, where it represents 70% of the blood's total negative ion content. Functions as an electrolyte, forms hydrochloric acid, a powerful digestive enzyme, which, by the way, decreases when we like hit about 20 to 30, aids digestion of metallic minerals, aids absorption of B12, helps maintain electrical neutrality across the stomach membrane, helps regulate blood pH and transport carbon dioxide, promotes normal health activity, aids in the proper transportation of electrical impulses through the body. Boron boosts bone density, activates vitamin D, affects how the body handles other minerals, boosts estrogen levels in older women as we go through menopause. And then there's silicone. Who would have thought we needed silicone in our bodies? Silicone is found in the pancreas, in the blood, muscles, skin, nerves, nails, hair, and our connective tissue and teeth. It helps with strong bones, promotes firmness and strength in the tissues, forms part of the arteries, tendons, skin, connective tissue, and the eyes. Collagen contains silicone, which is essential for holding the body tissues together. Vanadium was named after the Scandinavian goddess of beauty, youth, and luster. Yeah, might tell you what that's for. Regulation of sodium, the metabolism of glucose and lipids, aids the production of red blood cells, encourages normal tissue growth, and reduces high blood sugar by mimicking the effects of insulin. Then there's nickel. It's present in DNA and RNA, which means it's found in every cell of the human body. It plays a major role in helping the body to absorb iron, prevents anemia, strengthens the bones. Arsenate. So, a note on this. Organically bound arsenic, which is arsenate, an elemental arsenic, or an essential mineral that comes from plants and animals and are not toxic. In fact, they are handled fairly easily in the body and eliminated by the kidneys. It's the inorganic arsenic that's toxic to us humans. The biological function is not completely understood, But they do believe that arsenic may have a role in correct cardiac functioning. So like seeds, like I mentioned before, Brazil nuts are a good source of the selenium. You got seeds, nuts, you got your sea asparagus. Best source of natural iodine is actually kelp. Seaweeds, apricots, avocados, bananas, green leafy vegetables, wild-caught seafood are all excellent food sources of most essential minerals. An important consideration, though, when evaluating a food source is, does the mineral concentration of any food can depend on the soil in which they are grown. So you can supplement if you don't have, you know, if you don't need a lot of those things, you don't like a lot of those things. I've got the all those trace minerals packed in one pill at the store, or we can do a ionic trace mineral in a liquid form. Man, so
just, yeah, there we go. Just get it all packed into, like you said, one pill and just get it all done with in one fell swoop, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, if you're taking a good high quality multivitamin, more than likely it's going to have trace minerals in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be set there. But again, you're going to have a good quality multi. And, you know, here's one thing that, and I read this book a long time ago. If you're interested in learning more about the trace minerals, and this was an interesting little thing I came across, I would suggest you read the book called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And this is by Joe Wallach. And he's got this, like he started out as a vet, and then he was a pathologist, and then he went back to school and got his medical degree and was a doctor for years. This guy's done a ton of stuff. Work with animals and humans. His opinion? All diseases and illness are caused by mineral deficiency.
Ah, there we go.
So that's an important thing to consider.
Absolutely. So again, like you said, you do have some pills there at the Natural Food Center that packed with those trace minerals that we need to help help keep us healthy. There's lots of them, and there was some I didn't even think about it. Silicone. I had no clue. So I had no clue at all. So that one kind of blew my mind there a little bit. So again, before we do get out of here today, as we got just a few minutes left, how can people get to the Natural Food Center, and then how can they contact you, and what are your hours of operation?
Well, I'm over here on 8th Street. I'm just west of the downtown area, just west of the radio station. And you can get a hold of me at 251-4451. Call me. You know, I'm always open for suggestions on what to talk about these mornings that mm-hmm. I'm here at the station. So if there's anything you want more information on, you can call and let me know that you want to hear me talk about it on the radio here. Or, you know, come into the store and we can chat about it. But yeah. I've got a variety of stuff and good goodies to snack on. I've got the pastured non-GMO chicken and eggs and grass-fed and finished beef. And hopefully I'll have some bison back in stock in this fall. I got my sprouted grain bread.
Bison in, man. That's some good stuff right there.
Got your naturally sweetened sodas and I do have some kombucha. Got these awesome pork rinds, too, in the store. I got some new ones of those in last week. So
pork rinds are awesome.
Yep. Good keto snack. And
these are
way better than the ones you get at the grocery store.
And they crunch. And I think that's the crunch is just kind of like that. It's like it's music to your ears. It's just like, oh, this is incredible. So, again, you do have a website and a Facebook page, correct?
Yeah. Just look up Natural Food Center, Inc. for the Facebook page, mm-hmm. and it's www.naturalfoodcenterks.com.
All right. And, of course, with Labor Day coming up, are you going to be closed on Labor Day? Well, I think you're closed on Mondays
I get that day off.
Okay. So, even if you were open on Mondays, you probably would have been closed anyway. So, but you're closed on Sundays and Mondays, correct?
Yep, closed Sundays, Mondays, Tuesday through Friday, 9 to noon. Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, and Saturday, 9 to noon.
All right. Yeah, you don't want to say noon when you're open. So, again, the Tuesday through Saturday, she is open. Head on over to the Natural Food Center. Lots of good stuff. I've been there as well. So get on over there. Lots of great stuff. Jeannie, we appreciate you coming on today. We always look forward to seeing you on the first and third Thursday of the month. So, we'll see you again here in a couple weeks on the 17th.
Sounds good.
And remember, if you have any suggestions, that's something you may want to hear about, head on over to the Natural Food Center. Say, hey, Jeannie, I want to hear about this. And she'll start looking up a lot of that stuff. She always has a lot of great information. And again, we appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have Coffeeville's Reawakening in studio. We have Denise York out there, I do believe. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this very foggy Friday Eve morning.